I was handcuffed to the bed in my underwear, where I remained, for she certainly seemed interested in me. Though she was attractive, she was also, in fact, a Nazi. The water that I had been swimming in was very cold. And when I dropped the towel, there had been significant shrinkage. My parents were looking at me. So there I was, with a marble rye hanging from the end of a fishing pole. In closing, these stories have not been embellished because they need no embellishment. They are simply, horrifyingly, the story of my life as a short, stocky, slow-witted, bald man. Thank you. Oh, also, my fiancé died from licking toxic envelopes that I picked out. Thanks again.
I wish we could get the faces that you're making during Ace of Spades on the website somehow.
I was just watching my West Coast, West Side!
West Side!
Ripping West Side!
Until you die. Oh, Lord. Welcome to Papa's Basement. Better late than never. I apologize. I missed that Saturday show. I was sick as shit.
California makes people sick.
Wasn't California so much as the plane ride and being previously sick.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I think California makes people sick.
Really?
Yeah, that's one thing about California. It's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and like one out of five people you meet is fighting like some advanced form of cancer because of all the smog and crap. And the sun. Sun's not good for you.
Well, let's do the show intro. Shall we get that out of the way, Kira Goo?
Yeah, stop calling me Goo. I'm just going to call you penis.
All right, Kira. Welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me this week is Kira, who also went to California, like moi, like yours truly.
Coincidentally at the same time.
It was magical. It actually was coincidentally. That wasn't said with a sly wink, like we got together to bang on the sands.
Let's go to California.
It really was coincidental. You can listen to archives of the show and find my writing at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Like it on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Kira, what's your Twitter?
I shut that down after I drunk tweeted.
Oh, no. What'd you say?
Twitter became my drunk dial. I don't know. There's just six or seven tweets that I'm just not that proud of.
Do you remember them? Or?
No, I'm not going to share.
All right.
It was after a work happy hour at Remington's, the famous gay cowboy bar. People kept buying me drinks. I ended up tweeting as I went.
Wow, okay.
And I was like, you know what? I can't handle the responsibility.
I did not know we had a gay cowboy bar.
Dude, it's like a hot spot.
Really?
It's a pretty cool place. It's the best place for karaoke.
Gay karaoke?
I think karaoke is basically by definition gay, but no, not gay karaoke per se.
Okay. I would say take me there, but that sounds like a horrible place.
It's really fun. There's like line dancing and
gay line dancing and gay two-stepping.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
No.
On National Coming Out Week, so, you know.
Is it?
Screw you.
go.
Hating on the coming outers.
No, go gays, man. Go be gay. That's awesome for you. I mean, if that's your preference.
I need to hear it a little louder.
Go gays!
Okay. Or more stereotypically. That's also acceptable.
Is that mincy enough for you?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Did it set us all back a couple years?
Yep.
All right. Well, unfortunately, like I said, I was sick. That's why I missed Saturday's show. And I was sick. I had a cold right before I went to California, land of sun and full-blown AIDS. And on the plane ride, what do you expect? It's like a potluck dinner for germs, as I've said before. The plane.
I didn't get sick.
Well, screw you.
Well, so like let's set the story. I've been planning a California vacation for approximately 5 months now because that's how anal and obsessive I am. So I was all set on my California vacation, and John texts me and is like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Getting ready for my vacation in California."
What are you doing? And that's how I talk whenever I've got anything up my sleeve. I've got this half smirk. I'm like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?"
He's like, "Oh my god, I'm going to California too. I'm going to go. This chick who's my friend on Twitter is
my twatter buddy, my tweet."
And I was like, "Okay."
Yeah.
Almost exactly the same time. I think I had 2 days.
I was there Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I was there Saturday through Sunday. So
you had 2 days. You had to one up
extra time. Well, it's like an official vacation. It wasn't just some half-assed, like, I'm going to go meet some girl.
It wasn't to meet the girl.
I have to say, I'm really impressed with...
Thank you.
With, what is her name? Furby?
Furby.
Furby,
let's just go with
Furby. Yeah. I'm impressed because Kate and I have been unable to get you out to the local watering hole.
Yes.
But this girl you have never met
yes.
got you all the way out to Southern California. And to that I say, Furby, kudos. The power of your internet machinations is strong.
The force is strong with this one.
Real people, obviously, people who John has met have no sway, but imaginary people.
That's true, because once I get to know anyone, I hold nothing but contempt for them.
Yeah,
but,
thank you. Thanks a lot.
Well, not you, Kira.
Well, so what are you doing?
Good, California.
Hey. I'm going to California, too.
Well, okay. Let me tell you why I went to Los Angeles.
Do you tell, because I really want to know.
I know you really want to know. I know it from your tone.
No, I really do. I really do.
Okay.
Because it seemed kind of random.
It did. It wasn't a lot of planning. It wasn't 5 months' worth of planning, definitely. It was... I talk a lot about going to Los Angeles because I want to get into entertainment. Because
it's where it's at. You can become a star. The stars are everywhere.
Jesus Christ. All right, Access Hollywood.
You got off the bus and you stood there with your suitcase and
a guy came up to you and was like,
you
look lost.
You look lost.
Let me help you. I went there and I've talked about going there for a while because for years it's been, I need to get into entertainment. I want to be an entertainer. I've been doing that really poorly. Are you trying to breathe into the mic? Or?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
you just always have to nitpick.
Nose.
Please tell your story.
No, I'm sorry. It was just a little breathy. Okay. For the longest time, I've wanted to get to Los Angeles to see mm-hmm. what it is. I keep saying, hey, when I make it, when I'm a big radio boy and I'm the next Will Ferrell, I'll be living out in Los Angeles. And I had a Twitter friend based in Los Angeles, just mm-hmm. a listener. We'll call her Furby.
Furby. Who is quite adorable, I must say.
Yeah, Furby's good shit, man.
So big ups to you again on the adorability and the internet sway.
Well, thank you.
To Furby, not you.
Yes,
I'm talking
yeah.
her.
No, I have nothing. I have no sway. I have no adorable. Furby possesses this. Mm-hmm. But Furby hears that I want to go to Los Angeles. And she's like, hey, you've never been? Seriously? Like, you talk all the time about LA and you've never been. I'm like, no, I've never been. She's like, look, I got a place to crash. I'll drive you around. I'm going to, you know, I'm jobless right now. I've just moved from Orange County to Hollywood.
Okay.
And I got friends coming in like the rest of the month. I got shit to do. I think the brother was getting married, so she was off in Vegas for that. But she's like, for this like week, if you get your ass out here, I can
show. So it's a golden opportunity.
I can chauffeur you around, man. I got a couch you can crash on,
which
everything.
Which sounds like, in some ways, a really, really great offer. And
how could I say no?
Yeah.
Like, serious. Yes. I started doing the math in my head, and I'm like, she seems cool enough. Driving would require God knows how much on taxis if I didn't have someone to chauffeur me around. I only had, like, one other person
out there. So, like,
the
whole idea of, like, renting a car was just not an option?
It really didn't click in my head until
someone... Because, you know, I did
someone,
that.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
pretty sweet.
Thank God we're in the studio where I can say fuck you. So, not that I'll
sure
say that.
You have a nicer car than I'll probably ever drive in real life. Fantastic.
Yeah, that didn't dawn on me. And to be honest, her parking lot was just like a little allotted spaces under the apartment building, so I'm not sure.
Oh,
where.
So you wouldn't have been able to park if you'd gotten a car.
Honestly, I don't
like
think I could
completely
have.
Completely
yeah.
impossible.
She
okay,
lived.
So
she
so,
lived in Hollywood proper, where like the parking was cutthroat as shit. I mean, there just was none.
Okay, so on the one hand, really great idea, really nice.
Yeah,
on the other hand,
no hotels and no taxi.
Yeah,
or car
or
rental.
Rental car or parking hassle, which is
yeah.
great. On the other hand, this is someone you have never met before who you are now spending five entire days. I can't spend 5 entire days with people I already know. That's why I spent 4 days in San Diego, 2 days in L.A., and 3 days in Irvine.
I'll be honest, I can't really either.
Yeah, I mean.
That might That might be the crux of the story.
Listening world, this is a little secret about your entertainers. They're horrible, horrible people. Like, you know.
I really am. I don't even want you to think that's hyperbole on her part.
No,
it's
really true. I mean, I have known the entertainers. I have, to some extent, been an entertainer. And, you know, we suck. We're terrible.
And that was part of the reason why I thought things might go so well with Furby. Because not only does she understand my plight, she's a fan of the show. Even her mom's a fan of the show. Like, the two of them listen to this.
Yeah, but she doesn't understand because she's a fan. She thinks you are who you are on the radio, and I can tell you that you are not who you are on the radio.
God damn you. God, yeah. That really, if you want to put the vacation
so
in
Furby,
one line.
So, Furby, I'm really sorry for what you had to learn.
Jesus
it's okay.
Christ.
You, it's still okay to love your entertainers, even if they suck, which they do.
Okay, no. Yeah, if you really... That's the episode. That's the entire podcast put in one line. I ain't what I am behind this mic. So thanks, Kira.
It would be really exhausting to be who you were behind
it
the
would.
Mic
it's
all the
fucking
time.
Tiring. I'm already worn... I'm winded right now.
I know. You need to, like, take a little breather.
I'm thinking of
or
going
maybe
home.
Eat a little bit, a few more vegetables. I don't know.
I actually ate some vegetables. A little California rubbed off on me. I had vegetables before
you know
I got
what?
Here.
I didn't eat a single vegetable when I was in California.
Should have been with you. Should have been with you.
Zero healthy food.
Should have been with you.
Okay, so
I was
and
so
I was in
deprived.
I was in LA for 2 days, and you were in Hollywood.
Yes,
I was like 10 minutes by car from the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, she was about two. Like this was
okay,
like literally
so,
in the hill behind her house.
So here's what happens. I show up in LA. I meet my unemployed screenwriter friend who is chauffeuring
really?
Me around.
Unemployed
yeah.
screenwriter.
Yeah, he's a really
Continue.
Cool guy. He used to be. He wasn't. He worked as an editor for like 10 years. He's worked on Nip Tuck. He's worked on Homicide. A little bit of Law and Order.
I like those shows. Those are all good.
Yeah, and apparently editing is like what makes the show awesome.
It,
you know,
it does.
So yeah, and so
Lord
of course,
knows we could benefit from it.
Of
but
course,
I bet.
He's bitter and cynical now because he has been in Hollywood for 10 years.
Yeah,
and has spent the last year writing scripts, sitting by the pool.
How's that going for him?
You know, he sold one, and then there was all this BS back and forth because as soon as you sell, like you're like, here's a Western, and they're like, why don't you add a talking dog? You know, so like that's kind of how that goes.
Yeah.
But you know, I said. You know, I want to eat junk food. I want to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, which had been sold to me by an unemployed screenwriter as, like, this amazing thing. And I was like, John, we're going to be in the same place. Why don't we go get Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles? You know, and when I first asked, he said,
Let's
yeah.
get to the Roscoe's story a little later on. It fits into my journey a couple days down the chronological.
Okay, all right, but I just want to make a point about geography. We were actually fairly close.
We were closer than we are when in Virginia together.
So why did you say you were like an hour away?
Because the day that we planned on Roscoe's.
Okay, you were with family out in
I was in Orange County, very like an hour away.
All right, continue your chronology. While I was having an amazing time driving from Irvine to San Diego, mountains on the left, ocean on the right.
All gorgeous terrain, right?
Absolutely. I was sleep deprived. I'd been up since like 4 o'clock that morning.
Sounds fun.
You know, absolutely. I was like, wow, everything's so great. And the drivers are
You're
so cool.
You're tripping. It's almost like a vision quest.
Exactly.
You know, the fucking mountains are melting in the pyramids.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, you know, I was scared of the driving, but like, this is way better than what East Coast drivers, you know?
Yeah.
So you were, what were you doing at this point? This was on,
well,
you hadn't even gotten there, but like, you know, so by the time that I was like touring around Hotel Del and Coronado Island and eating ice cream, you were what?
Well, let's not cut out the foreplay here. I've got a little foreplay. I got to tell you how we got to day three. You're describing the
well,
Wednesday.
So like, no, that I was describing Monday. I spent the first 4 days in San Diego.
Okay.
So like, let's say Saturday, Sunday, you're not even in California.
No, I'm not.
Monday, Tuesday. Monday, when I go to the Wild Animal Park, you're flying into LAX and...
I'm flying into LAX.
Which is your first mistake.
Final reason, just going to say this, why I figured things would go okay with Furby. She kind of wants to do the entertainment thing too. And she was...
Oh, nice.
She was a child actor.
Oh, wow.
Which...
Anything I've seen?
Two great stories on that front. She was the first runner-up to play Bruce Willis's daughter in Die Hard 2.
You know what? There's no runner-ups, okay?
Just losers. Just losers.
Sorry, Furby.
Yeah. Furby was second place to be Bruce Willis's kid in Die Hard 2.
Uh-huh. What'd she actually do?
She gets screwed out of that.
I need to see some actual reel.
Hold on. I'll get to her actual stuff in a second. The second job she lost, she was cast to be the daughter in Ghost Dad.
That's fantastic.
And you're thinking to me... Ghost Dad, that's Bill Cosby. Is Furby black? No.
This is one of multiple script changes before it got to Bill Cosby.
Furby is as blonde and blue as it gets.
Which, by the way, that's all they have in California is blondes and Mexicans.
Yeah, kind of.
That's all there is.
Some brunettes, a little.
No, I mean, like, a couple Asians, that's it. And they're, like, mostly in San Francisco.
Building railways, gutting fish.
No, but I mean, like, when you show up and you look around, you know, when you're at, like, some food joint or whatever, you know.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it.
That is
an oversimplification.
And not just blonde,
you know,
but, like, gorgeous blonde. Gorgeous blonde people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of very, very lean with disproportionately big tits. And I'm not going to say they were all tit jobs either. These were just women kind of built
that
way.
There's a lot of pretty people in California.
Yeah.
It's a happy place.
Yeah. She was cast for Ghost Dad, and the dad originally was Tony Danza.
Good times.
That's how she would have fit in. And they said, fuck you, Tony Danza. We're giving that shit to Bill Cosby. And suddenly...
good job that they did, because...
Opus, Oscar worthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Bill's there, and suddenly her white ass isn't.
So did she do anything like a cornflakes commercial? You know, I want to be able to look this up on YouTube.
There are a couple
commercials. Which, by the way, I have nothing but respect for. It's not like, you know, commercials versus Ghost Dad wins. I kind of feel like commercials win.
Hey, you know how many commercials I've been in? Fucking zero.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It trounces everything.
You know what
done.
I've watched? Commercials. You know what I haven't watched? Ghost Dad.
Exactly. Fuck Ghost Dad. I'm talking about it like I'm some expert. Who the fuck has watched Ghost Dad? Six people. Bill Cosby didn't
so like,
watch
so like,
Bill
what are
Ghost
the commercials
Dad.
That she was in? Because I will look them up.
I tried to find them already. There's a Denny's breakfast during the Flintstones movie.
Uh-huh.
Where she's going for, like, the Bam Bam breakfast or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Furby, you have to help us out. You have to post this to the website because we really want to
see it. She can't find
it
either.
Oh, damn it.
I've tried.
Call your agent. Come on.
Yeah. So I figured all would be well. We've talked, you know.
We have things in common.
We talked. I talked to the mom. She's not someone who's going to cut out my kidneys. Because I guess everyone's going to assume, like, you're the dude from the internet. Going somewhere. You're the murderer in this scenario. But you know what? The chick could kill me.
Well, you know, having met many people online and never been axe murdered once.
Nor I.
You know, I mean.
Nor I.
So I actually was not that freaked out that you were meeting someone who you'd only talk to online.
Thank you.
It was
Thank
more
you
the
for,
whole...
you know what? You're the right person to have in the goddamn studio right now. Because to me, it wasn't that big a deal.
Well, were other people like, oh, you're going to get murdered.
Not so much the murder aspect as, like, what the fuck are you doing flying out
oh,
for
right,
someone
right.
you've never met? I'm like, dude, I'm not, like, trying to find romance. This isn't The Bachelor. I'm looking for, like, a cool chick to crash on her couch. I don't think that's a lofty goddamn order here, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, so was she looking for romance?
I don't think so.
No?
Certainly wasn't found, let's put it that way.
Aw.
Yeah. That whole, like, okay, so the
I'm sorry, Furby. It's called Face for Radio.
Fuck you too, buddy. Yeah.
You're just lucky that you didn't meet me, because I have the same thing going on.
Oh, God, how great would that the two of us together? It's like, hi! We're Papa's basement! Let's go to Roscoe.
It's so hideous, especially when you're like used to California pretty and Hollywood pretty,
oh,
and then we show up.
And we're like wrapping waffles around a
hey,
chicken bone.
Hey, what's up? We really like your state.
Eating the whole thing. Yeah, glove, glove, glove. Where's the food, glove? No, it would have been horrible. Thank
so you flew into LAX.
So I fly in. And first of all, if this hasn't happened to you, because you're apparently robust, healthy as a horse, never fly when sick, or if you are sick, take a ton of Sudafed to drain the fuck
See,
out.
See, here's where I think my strategy actually worked better than yours, where I strategized to
What'd
fly
you do?
Into John Wayne Orange County Airport.
Okay.
Which is much less
love that
used,
name.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, or
it had
even,
nothing to do
even
with the
San Diego.
Itself. It was simply flying while sick. The pressure builds.
Oh, you got sick before the plane. You didn't get sick on the plane.
No, I got sick before, and then I got another one during.
Okay. See, my thing was, like, my flight wasn't full, so there was less of a chance of a germ vector hitting
no,
me.
No, mine was packed, and as I'm descending, I'm full of snot, and it's not letting what I have clear as the pressure builds
and
builds.
So your head pretty much exploded, and they had to clean your brains up.
It really felt like Scanners. Mm-hmm. And it was so horrible because only me and the babies on the flight felt it. Like, I'm looking around.
You're the one crying.
It was like
shut
hearing
that baby
a
up.
Dog whistle. You know what I mean? I'm like, is this happening to no one else? Like, I was seriously squeezing my fucking eyeball, like, expecting to feel it pop like a creamer packet. It was that goddamn bad. The babies are losing it. I'm hunched over, like, about to vomit. It hurts so much. I land. I'm in agony, man. It really was one of the worst pains I've experienced.
So you were perhaps not at your best when you
landed. No, no,
no. You were all sick and gross.
Yeah, I wasn't amazing. That, and I'm a ugly fat shit who's built for radio.
I wouldn't go that far. Well, I just had to make that joke.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know.
Well, I just had to state it in a very non-joke-like manner.
Well, now you brought us all down. Thanks a lot.
So I land, and she pulls up a couple minutes later. And everyone, I think if you've done the internet meeting first, you do that initial scan, make sure she's not like 300 pounds or something.
Well, first
like
you
that.
Like check out other people and are like, is that her? Oh, God, what if that's, she's like 85 years old. And you're like, oh, that's not her.
No, I mean, if you want to find out what a piece of shit I am, I was just staring at like all the hot ass that was around already. Like I was completely unfocused even by this point. There was some like Latina and tight jeans. I was just like, God, look at that fart vault.
That just was the most disgusting thing you could possibly have said. Moving on.
Yeah. So
Furby pulls up.
She does. And she's got a nice car. And she is certainly nice looking. Nothing wrong.
She is gorgeous.
I
mean, no, I've seen the picture.
She's
a good looking beautiful
chick.
Young lady.
Yeah, what can I say? Good looking blonde broad.
She's a delightful, beautiful young woman.
Yes. And the first thing that I comment on, because I like to joke, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a jovial sort.
Mm-hmm.
She's in, and it was entertaining me to see a lot of people dressed like this, because the day I landed, you can testify, it was like the first day it's rained in Los Angeles in like 17
right,
years.
Right, like, yeah, it's been like millennia.
Yeah, it was like the end of Dune, you
the
know?
The end of days, yeah.
Like the worms. Are...
I mean, I'll tell you what I did on, was it when, I don't know, but some night that I was in LA, we watched the Fox 5 Storm Team coverage of the rain.
Oh my God. Uh-huh.
It was like us with snow. One snowflake falls and there's Storm Team coverage. So, okay. So she picks you up and you comment on.
Well, she and a lot of other people, mind you, were really dressed up for this. Like, it was freezing out there. I'm just in shorts and a t-shirt. And I'm like, this is
great
weather.
Like in her parka with her snow hat on, and
she's in something very parka-esque, to which I go, nice Paddington coat.
And did she find this amusing?
Not especially. And I mean, those were, I want to say, like the first words out of my mouth.
Let me help you. The next time you meet someone from the internet, when you meet them, you say, hi, nice to meet you.
Okay.
Thanks for picking me up.
Those
how
are
you
my
doing?
First
how
words.
Are you?
Yeah, I was going for a little comedic exaggeration.
All right. Okay, good. Because I was a little worried
words.
For you. Okay.
But, you know, maybe four or five lines in, I say something like, nice coat, Paddington. Where's the hat? And she kind of freezes up, and then she's like, everyone makes fun of this coat. It was like a mustard yellow almost. She's like, my brothers call me Colonel Mustard when I wear it. I laughed at that. It's a good line.
It's funny.
What else am I supposed to do? Maybe I shouldn't have said it, but I like to bust balls. That's just what I do.
Well,
man.
She should have been prepared. That is what you do.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, where my face belongs.
Or on the internet, I guess.
That's
whatever.
Really where my face belongs. But I didn't think it was anything so bad, right?
No, I don't know.
I wasn't going like, oh, you fat horse slut. You know, it was just making fun of a damn coat.
And you feel that she was not as amused as you would have liked her. It set the wrong tone, perhaps.
It set the wrong tone. And, like, already we're driving, so you can't really judge eye contact while people are driving. Because
right.
if they look over too much, you're going to be like, turn the fuck around
right,
and look
right,
at the
right.
road. But there already wasn't a lot of, like, eye contact and conversational flow. So, all right, I'm like, shit, did I, like, piss the bathwater already? Did I botch this from the get-go?
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving, and I'm staring. Like, there's Carl's Jr.'s everywhere. That's the first thing that jumps out to me. And In-N-Out burgers and just all this fast food that we do not have on the East.
Mm-hmm.
And especially In-N-Out, you can testify, were you not? I know Roscoe's was number one and you got to have it and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But In-N-Out was on the agenda too, and probably Carl's Jr., right?
Not Carl's Jr., but In-N-Out was definitely on
okay,
because
I know Carl's Jr. is pretty much just Hardee's with a cute little star logo.
Yeah, it doesn't really appeal to me, but you know.
Yeah, see, I was raised on the double R from Hardee's. Like, my dad would talk about the double R like it was something from Mount Olympus. He would be like, it's a burger, but it's got ham on it.
Gross.
I don't know.
This is where I draw the line.
All right.
Yeah, it is a mecca of delicious, delicious fast food.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of rocking my East Coast. I eat crap. I'm a radio guy. You know, we live like fucking savages. The miners, you know, buried down below, they eat better than me.
Right.
So I'm like, God damn, when are we going to hit some In-N-Out? You know, I haven't eaten in like 6 fucking hours. Hook it up. And she's, I think, really like getting grossed out already by me. Like, really, you eat that slop?
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I eat that. I mean, you know, it's not.
So she denied you your first request.
Yeah.
For some In-N-Out burger.
Yeah. I am denied my request for In-N-Out burger.
Does she feed you at all? Like a cheese slice or something?
Well, I'm told that as soon as we get in, we are going to go for the best Mexican food in Los Angeles.
Which is totally valid. Like, really good Mexican food does not exist here. And I was taken to Bahia del Bravo for tacos and, you know, my burrito had french fries in it. It was like the best thing ever. It was fucking amazing. And like,
oh God.
And like the french fries were really, they would have been really, really good by themselves.
Just
but
fries,
like,
but they're in a fucking
with,
burrito.
With like guacamole and cheese and sour cream and like, you know, fresh skirt steak all fried
Holy
up.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
It was amazing. I can't lie.
Like, it's literally tingling. Like, I'm not even kidding.
This
like,
is in San Diego. It's actually in La Jolla, I think, or close to La Jolla. And
wow.
Like,
no,
absolutely incredible.
I've got that thing going right now when you're like 6 and you can't really get a boner, but you see a hot woman and you know something's supposed to happen.
It was amazing.
That's
I tried to go back the next day for breakfast and they were
and it
fucking
was
closed.
It was just a mysterious whirlwind.
And I was like, you may not have this more than once.
Wow.
It was really, so okay, yeah, that's, so I applaud her because that's fucking amazing. Mexican food in LA.
Yeah.
Was it amazing?
Well, we get there and the first thing I noticed, and this again falls under maybe me being a bit of a ball buster, I was just trying to be funny. You know, that's how I relate to people. Like, I kept trying to kind of like make little witty observations.
Were you like trying to give her radio, John? Is that what it was? Or is that just how you are all the time? See, I can't get you to go out, so I don't really know how you are in the real world.
I mean, so I had the Paddington Bear comment, and then we're talking about the fast food, and she's making fun of it, and then we're driving through a couple bad neighborhoods on the way to her place, and I like to think I was making normal human conversation. I'm not like fucking like I don't
how wrong you were.
Yeah, I don't have like Asperger's or something. Or at least I don't.
What did you say? What did you say?
So we get in there, and it's like dark, and all the upholstery's blood red, and there's like these thick, like red, almost stained glass windows, and it's exactly how the Pizza Hut right was decorated when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, this place looks exactly like my childhood Pizza Hut, like with a sense of wonderment in my voice, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't seem rude to me at all.
I'm thinking like, fuck you, you're taking me to Pizza Hut when I'm in California, which it wasn't at all. I'm just like, how queer is this?
Right.
How?
Which, by the way, happens like once every hour in California, I think.
What?
You just get that feeling of, this is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Does anyone see that guy with the rooster with the hat on?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely got a rivalry going with New York for, I would say, some crazy shit you'll just see going on.
Yeah. But like in a totally different way. Just like.
West Coast feel
totally
to it.
Totally West Coast different way.
Yeah. But that wasn't really going
over
well either.
I think the
either.
Difference is that, like, nobody seems to notice.
At
least in New
a
York,
fuck.
A couple of tourists will be like, look at that guy with tinfoil on his hat, you know.
Yeah, there
speaking
it's
poetry
like,
backwards. And
I just need
California,
to get on the subway.
Just like, yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. So that didn't go over well, the Pizza Hut insight. Even though I try to impress upon her, like,
it's just a weird, cool thing.
Just what I looked like, honey. Yeah.
You know, I think there's also, like, an East Coast people, West Coast people divide because people have to sort of normalize to each other's rhythms.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself being kind of impatient with people.
Oh, we're so much more cutthroat and angry. Like, people in L.A. think they are. It's like, do you not realize you'd be the laid-back Southerners where we are?
Yeah, everyone was, like, so friendly and, like, I'd be like, come on, I need the keys to the car. I got to go.
And the quote-unquote aggressive
to go.
Drivers there. Our drivers
shit
on that.
Absolutely. And so I think.
You
I
ain't
think,
got nothing on that.
I don't think you can blame yourself too much because I think you sort of have to relax into it a little bit, which hopefully you did.
Well, we sit down and she's like, hey, do you want a drink? she's a normal person. She enjoys some, you know, wine or whatever the fuck she wants. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we're having Mexican, so she was having a margarita. I'm not the biggest drinker, but at the same time, I've known you don't alienate someone who's drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta drink.
You gotta drink along. And I think I had expressed before that, you know, I'm not the biggest drinker. It's not like I'm straight edge at all. And I think that was another problem. It came off like I was doing this from some straight edge place. You can testify to the fact that, like, I'll go out between segments and just have a cigarette or two.
Ooh, a cigarette. That's so evil.
Like, when I was younger, I used to do so much weed and speed and everything. You know, like, people do
but
it.
Alcohol, no.
Yeah, oh, God, I drink till I vomit. It's just, like, I'm not a big fan of the hangover. Right, I don't get a ton from alcohol. Like, it just doesn't bring me a ton of pleasure. I'd much rather...
So
like,
did you have a drink? You're
yeah,
like, you're like filling
yeah.
in your whole life story. Like,
fuck
telling
yeah,
the story.
I had a drink. I started pounding, like, you know, I had a Corona.
Okay.
And we sit at the bar. We're waiting for a seat. And while we're at this bar, they're bringing people tortilla chips. So they can, you know, it's a Mexican food. Mm-hmm. They bring you a tortilla chip you can kill some time with. So one guy who's sitting there, they bring his tortilla chips right as he gets called. His little Olive Garden buzzer goes off, and he knows that he has to run back and get his table. He hasn't eaten from these chips yet.
Did you eat a chip from his basket of chips?
I suggested it. I don't think she realized they were untouched. And I, between the fast food, between the Paddington quotes, between like the snot coming out of me at this
so
point,
it was like over before it even began.
I'm lower than low. Yeah. And you know what? It's like, I'm not trying to get any. I just want to get along with you in a civil manner. I want to have a new buddy.
So, I mean, did it get better over the course of 5 days? Or did it kind of stay the same? Or, you know, are you even still speaking to her?
Two answers to that. Noticeable degeneration and no.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Did you lose a fan?
I hope not.
Okay.
I would hope not. I need every single one I can get. But, we eat and we're chilling, and she's, like, explaining. She's like, yeah, I love alcohol with food. I feel it brings out the taste. I didn't have a second Corona. Mm-hmm. She went for a second margarita. I'm just having water. I'm like, well, I prefer water. I just like to taste the food. That's me. Mm-hmm. I felt this was kind of a turnoff right there.
It sounds like every awkward date I've ever been on, we're like, you're just not picking up each other's.
Yeah,
no one's picking up when anyone's throwing down.
It wasn't happening. And like, maybe, I don't know, maybe it would have almost been better if I were going for a more datey thing. But I'm really, like, my frame of mind is like, John, just make a friend here. Like, the worst thing you can do is try to be aggressive and datey about this when you're chilling in her house for 5 days. Like, weird, or at least awkward as things were, mm-hmm. Can you imagine how much fucking worse it would be if I try to, like, jam my tongue down her throat and I'm rebuffed, and then it's like, okay, go to bed on my couch 10 feet from where I'm sleeping.
Yeah, but, you know, she's in this scenario. She's the one who's putting out by offering you a place to stay. So I think a little seduction would not have been out of order. Not in terms of jamming your tongue down her throat, but, like,
oh, I trying, left my fly down.
No,
what's this?
Just trying to get her on your side. And you were,
I was.
Like, failing.
I was really, well, I was trying to just be, like, jokey and happy. Uh-huh. And I think I came off as just like
obnoxious and lame.
Yeah, exactly. You took it out of my mouth, man.
It happens.
Yeah. So that was the story of day one.
It's just day one. We
saw Carlton Banks, by the way.
I did read that on your blog.
She saw Carlton Banks.
Pretty exciting.
And he has gotten fat.
Wouldn't you?
Carlton is fucking fat.
Rolling
and he was
around
with,
in your Fresh Prince of Bel-Air money.
He was with the tiniest, thinnest blonde I've ever seen. Like, the thought of those two going at it kind of turned my fucking
stomach. And that's
stomach.
What happens when you move to California.
Yeah, but it was great because it was like he was waiting for the valet, we're waiting for the valet, and I'm looking up at him, and he's almost making eye contact like, yeah, you know it's me. Like, I couldn't tell.
Because he wanted you to.
I was going
to
say.
Like,
he
not
was,
quite famous enough.
He was almost, he was almost inviting it. Like, fuck yeah, you remember me. I'm on your dial every 7:30. You know? Like, say something, buddy.
Well, you know, one of the things that Unemployed Screenwriter offered me was to go and find some famous people because, you know, that's a thing that you do. And I was like, no, I'm not really interested. And by the
neither
way.
Neither am I,
like,
but if it happens organically, it's funny. It's worth a goddamn
story.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it's fine. It's just that, you know. I was like, are there really just chock-a-block celebrities running around? I mean, don't they have their own little private jets and islands and things to go hang out on? And he was like, well, it kind of depends on what you classify as a celebrity.
Yeah.
You
know? He is 100% right. That is the vibe I got. The B-listers could, like, they're like a pussy hair from running down Hollywood Boulevard in a sandwich board.
And we did go to the Grove, which was, I believe, the farmer's market that you
referenced. I was there twice.
I thought it was amazing. And he was like, this is one of the places where TMZ chases celebrities. And I was like, oh, whatever. It just looks like a mall. But, yeah. But the cool thing about California is even the malls look amazing. Like, you're just like, wow, it's so beautiful. What is this place?
It's outdoor and warm, and there's like so much goddamn good food there.
Yeah, it's called a farmer's market, but it's totally not a farmer's market. It's
not the dirty, scummy things we have, where it's like, here's an ear of corn.
No, but I didn't even see any farm food. It was just awesome food. It was like, here's your hot sauce store, and here's your butcher, and here's your awesome crepe place. And
here's
your
bitchin' ice cream to chase down the sick burrito you had.
I could have gone back like 7 or 8 times, but we only went the once.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. No, I went to the Grove, definitely.
Yeah,
that name clicked in my head. Day two.
Dun, dun, dun.
Day the dose. Oh, and by the way, we get back from day one, and we chill on the couch a bit. We watch Weeds.
Good times.
Like, I hadn't seen Weeds last week. She's like, cool, we're going to watch that on demand. Then we're going to watch the new Weeds immediately afterward.
Nice.
It's great. Yeah, I had fun. I love watching TV with people. That's like one thing I love doing with people, because you don't have to really do it with them, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I did that too. We watched the first episode of the third season of Deadwood, because I didn't have it,
uh-huh.
And Unemployed Screenwriter did. And he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I totally want to watch Deadwood. So it was
awesome.
You
did it together, right?
Yeah.
You chilled and you watched it.
I didn't make him leave.
Exactly. Okay. I'm just saying. So after that, I think she kind of goes off to her room, does her thing, you know, chills out for the night. I'm on my laptop for a bit. I get the Wi-Fi going and watch a little TV. That's mm-hmm. the end of night one.
Good times.
During the night, she and her roommate have this little piece of shit cat named Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up every 10 fucking minutes to Sniper running around the house like a goddamn maniac, beating on their doors with his paws. Like, these are the loudest floors you've ever heard. Like, this little cat. At everyone's door every 10 minutes. They apparently sleep through this. I don't get a fucking wink thanks to this little shit.
Yeah, that's the other thing about staying with people. That's why I only stayed with Unemployed Screenwriter for one night, because he lives in the studio apartment.
Oh, I was going to find a Korean that lived down the hall and give his ass over.
I mean, when I stayed in San Diego, I stayed with my cousin and his fiance, and they actually have like a house with a bedroom that I could stay in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, I win, you lose.
Oh, no. You did better. You did better.
Yep.
I'm going to give just a greatest hits.
Okay.
For the rest of what happened. We drive around, I think maybe they were the Hollywood Hills, where a lot of celebs have these palatial estates.
That sounds fun.
That was cool. Mm-hmm. I saw William H. Macy's house. Ben Stiller, owns a fucking block
mm-hmm.
unto himself in this. Like, the real estate, I don't even want to think about how expensive this shit must have been.
Mm-hmm.
But that was amazingly cool to see.
Nice.
Let's see. Just going through the notes.
Mm-hmm.
We go shopping for nail polish. Day two.
Sounds fun.
That was kind of a leitmotif that continued throughout most of the trip. For at least a couple days, she was looking for this nail polish. I didn't want to step on any toes because she's my hostess, man. And you know what my set plan was out there? I wanted to go and drop off some resumes with a couple of stations,
mm-hmm.
which took about half of Tuesday. Like, she drove me very kindly to a mm-hmm. couple places. I want to say maybe she even... No, I paid for the parking.
But, okay. Still very nice.
Still incredibly kind of her to drive me around. But then we start looking for nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on a lot.
You know, I would not look for nail polish for half a day with somebody else.
Well,
after a while, I'd be like, you go look for nail polish. I'm going to go pay someone to give me a manicure so I don't have to be. Because I hate shopping for a really long time. Like, I have no shopping
stamina. And that was the
problem.
Like, it was just kind of like, do I break away or is that like really rude? And I kind of thought it would be.
If it was me, I would have broken away. Just
yeah.
FYI.
I saw it as really rude.
Even if I was staying with somebody else.
Because, it was the same day, and it's just like, fuck you, peace, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to do that, but at the same time...
There's nothing wrong with a little distance in a relationship.
Yeah. I start, marching around and making calls and texting pretty much, during this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a little distancey by this point.
Okay.
And I want to say that night concludes with at least a couple hours of her in her room watching her shit on DVR and me just left on the couch in the living room watching
rental
my shit.
Rental car. Next time, you got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
even
so.
If you're staying with someone, get your own car.
I had no place to park, yeah. And I had no place else to crash. Like, I got an ex out there, but she was, like, it's the first fucking week she's worked out there in the, you know, six goddamn months she's been there.
Uh-huh.
She's working. She can't really chill. I saw her for, like, an hour the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She's already behind on the rent. Imagine that. Someone who's trying her hand at acting behind on the rent. So she's like, we've already got extra people in my apartment, and I'm behind on the rent. Dude, you cannot crash here. And I totally sympathize with that. I'm like, I don't want to be an extra burden.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it kind of just boiled down to nothing bad happened, and I got no malice at all. Like, I had a decent time. I'm more than thankful for having a place to crash and getting driven around and all that. It just was, I always say, awkward.
And you met her family, right? You met her mom?
I met her mom.
Who's a fan of the show? Hopefully
mom,
he still is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mama Goo, if you're listening.
Mrs. Furby.
Mrs. Furby, please. I got nothing but love for you. And baby Furby, baby Goo.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little, maybe it was a little much
off
the bat.
Stop calling people Goo.
It's not a suffix to apply to everything?
No.
Okay. It was just a little, maybe a little much. You think that might have been it? Just the burden of me being out there and she had to put
Man,
up with it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's cool to crash with people, but there's a limit.
Yeah.
I mean, I had three groups of people I was visiting, or three people.
See, you first did
group,
it right.
First group
I
was
really,
family, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of made a point to stay with one particular family member.
Yeah.
Not
See,
the other
I,
one.
I wanted to get...
And then there was unemployed screenwriter
uh-huh.
who have a tiny bit of a history with, so I really didn't want to spend more than one night.
Okay.
And also,
you
as
wanted
I
to
said,
get yours and then just leave in the morning?
No. There was none of that.
Okay.
Like, that's over.
Yeah.
It was very brief and it's done.
Yeah.
And,
lest anyone think I have any kind of game, let me reiterate, I got none of that myself. None was attempted. None was had.
But I mean, I was like, I knew I wasn't going to get a really good night's sleep with, you know, in a studio apartment. I was on an air mattress, a very comfortable air mattress, but still. So, and then in Irvine, I had an offer to stay with a friend, but someone I've known less than a year and who also has a one bedroom apartment. I was like, no, I'll get a hotel.
Yeah.
Also because one of the things I like on vacation is staying in hotels. I like staying in a place I don't have to clean.
Yeah, it's fun. Like I said, this is just why I was there. It seemed like too good an offer to pass up for me.
Yeah,
in
and
terms
now you
of
know.
Just, yeah, yeah. Read the fine print. I don't know what you want to say. So yeah, I feel bad because like shit was kind of awkward. And then she had someone in town, like another friend who was in town by the last day. And this friend had like tickets to Maroon 5 or some crap.
Yeah.
And I was leaving at 10:30 that night, needed to get dropped off, what, like 9:30?
Yeah.
The show started 9. I'm like, look, you can dump me off at like 6 p.m.
Right.
At the airport. Like, I know it's early, but you've been... Like, I just didn't want to be a pain in her ass. You know,
right.
Like, I tried to pay for all the meals. I even paid for some gas at the end. I was like, look, just chill with your friends. Do whatever you want.
Did you, like, give her a hug goodbye? Did she hug you goodbye? Anything?
No, there was no contact of any sort. I would not have been adverse to a hug whatsoever. It just wasn't offered. Like, and not a sexual, like, oh, I cupped your ass hug. Like, a friendly type of...
No, yeah, absolutely.
Friendly kind of, hey.
I have to tell you, that sounds horrible.
Just,
I mean, did you even get a sense of California and, like, whether or not you could live there?
Yeah,
and,
definitely. Like,
yeah.
No, I mean, she was a little pissed about my lack of agenda while there because I really just wanted to drop off resumes and I wanted to see the groundlings. They were amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And
which I'm
kind
of mad that I didn't think of to see.
Really?
That was
good.
Like right there. It was like
and
down
I,
the street from my friend's apartment.
I goddamn hate improv and they killed that shit.
Well, you know, there's a difference between like the improv you see in the strip mall here and
yeah.
like really good improv. And
yeah, I know. The world famous Washington Improv Theater. It ain't the, you know, the bell of the ball. These
don't,
guys.
Don't poo-poo it, though.
Yeah.
That's where the Groundlings people probably started.
Probably. Well, I done shit there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making fun of myself. Don't worry. As is
my
want.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I just feel bad it didn't, like, go a little better. Not only that, like, we really haven't talked since. Like, I sent a few texts, like, just I had sadly given her my cold just by being in her house. Like, I couldn't feel, you know, as if I didn't feel like a bigger piece of shit mooch, I give her my cold, too. Like, she has me in her
house. That's kind of an asshole move.
And I get her sick. And so I text her. I'm just like, hey, you know, hope you don't have what I got. Since the day I got back, that Friday, I pass out. I wake up the next day fully intending to do the show.
And you can't talk.
I literally don't have a voice. Yeah, I go to the fucking ER and they strep test me and all that shit. So I text her and she's like, she replies like, haha, no. And
then that's good.
Yeah. So she's doing better. And then I say something else like, cool, because I'm chilling in the doctor's office right now, and it blows. And that text didn't get a reply.
You should send a thank you note in the mail, U.S. Post.
Really?
Yes.
I get the feeling you're setting me up here.
No, I'm not. It's what you do.
All right. Well,
and
yeah.
She seems like the kind of girl who would appreciate such a gesture. I know I'm kind of, you know, showing your hand here by mentioning this, but...
Yeah, no, it just,
I'm assuming she's not ever going to listen to this podcast.
Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? It just, it seems like, you know, that text not getting replied to, I figure that might get a little like, I feel better.
I'm really sad I didn't meet her because I feel like I could have saved the situation with my awesomeness.
You probably could have. Like, I want to say when the mom was in the picture, we were both doing, you know, having a gay old time. The mom was great and outgoing, and she seemed to really come alive around the mom. Mm-hmm. And it was like the instant the mom left, it was just kind of...
Yeah, you needed more backup. Like, I could have been a buffer there for you.
Yeah. But you would have been good in that capacity. So I just feel bad it didn't flow, I think, the way we both expected it could have flowed. Mm-hmm. And we weren't able to abort at all because it was just me there.
I told you I would have come and gotcha. We could have had chicken and waffles, which were amazing.
Oh, God.
So delicious.
Tell me about the Roscoe's that I missed out on, because I really put up a fight to eat at this place. And Furby, you know, it's very touristy, I can only surmise, to go
You know
there.
What? It's touristy, but, like, who gives a fuck?
That's how I feel. If I were a native, I'd still be eating. Like, I would be waiting for my tourist friends to come
you know
to
what,
town
though? Like,
for
it's
an
like,
excuse
it's
to eat
like
there.
It's like Ben's Chili Bowl.
That's
like,
exactly what I was going to say. Exactly.
That place is awesome, and so is Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
And
I
you're
mean,
just
like,
waiting for an excuse to take people there, right? To be like, this is something I could show off with.
And, I mean, I have to say, like, you know, God bless everyone who loves Ben's Chili Bowl. It's not my favorite thing. I wouldn't go
no,
out of
my way
neither,
for it. No, me neither, but I'll always take people
But, like, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, really, really good. I mean, like, we got in right away. It wasn't like there was a line of tourists outside. It just looked like
regular people. And for those of you that
people.
Don't know, it's just a very famous joint that fucking serves chicken and waffles, man.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a weird combo, but screw
no,
that.
It's not, because you start out, you get, like, your chicken on the left side and your waffle on the right
Jesus
side
Christ,
and your thing
okay.
Of, like, syrup and butter, and you start eating the chicken, and then you have a bite of waffle, and at first you try to keep the chicken and waffle separate, and then you realize that, like, chicken
oh,
and syrup and waffle.
She wants to mix, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's insane. It's so good. Then you start putting chunks of, like, fried chicken skin on your waffle and, like, taking a bite, and it's, like, incredible. And, like, apparently the point of no return, which unemployed screenwriter was watching me for, was when you actually start putting syrup and butter on your chicken directly. Like, you stop waiting for it to naturally mix and you just start. And the only reason I didn't do this is because I didn't have enough
syrup.
That
sounds
and butter.
So amazingly decadent.
It was absolutely
That's
incredible.
How royalty ate back in the day.
And you know what? They have other stuff on their menu too that also looked amazing. Like, they have
Furby's
like,
mom said the mac and cheese was amazing.
Yeah, like, there's a ton of things that I wanted to try, but I was like, I'm going to be a purist. I'm just going to have the
chicken
and waffle.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna have the giblet gravy with collard greens and, like, you know, talk about the tingle. Like, looking at the menu, I was like tingling all over because it looked
felt
so
like you're
good.
Sitting on an outboard
so
motor.
Ugh. Yeah, it was really good. That the taco place, those were definitely the highlights. Food wise, and the Grove.
The Grove, I had a couple burritos at the Grove. I had some homemade ice cream, all just divine.
And Pinkberry, I was a fan of Pinkberry. Did you have Pinkberry?
No. What's that?
Pinkberry is frozen yogurt.
Okay.
But it's better frozen yogurt, and it's like
we went to one frozen yogurt place right next to our house that was insanely good, and I got to thank her for that because that was a real treat. In fact, all the food places she did take me were amazing. There's this place called the Palms Restaurant that served Thai food, and there's a Titanic metallic Elvis. Like, they're big on Elvis there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people dress as Elvis sometimes, the wait staff, they'll get on stage and do Elvis karaoke.
Oh, the Thai Elvis.
I think
unemployed screenwriter was telling me about Thai Elvis.
It's
fucking
great.
It's
fucking
amazing.
Great,
man.
I could only imagine these people singing Elvis in their, you know, butchering of the English language.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And I love that there's crap like that all over L.A. And to a certain extent, San Diego.
Yeah.
That was much more chill. But, I mean, there is a picture of me on Facebook holding a rooster who's wearing a hat. a little sombrero.
It's fucking awesome.
And I was at Oktoberfest in La Mesa. We went to Oktoberfest. I was like extremely sleep deprived at this point.
And that combines great with booze.
Yeah.
And no way will that just
but
knock
I mean, it was kind of
out.
To the point where like booze wouldn't help.
Yeah.
I was just like in pain. But we, you know, we're walking past all the booths and we come across this guy who's got this chicken with the sombrero and we're like, does he want money for this? But he doesn't appear to want money.
Oh,
and
it's a big thing there to just like dress the. How many dogs with sunglasses?
I didn't see any dogs with sunglasses.
I saw two. I saw two different ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they were the biggest pussy magnets you have ever seen. Like, I was in front of, what is it called? The Chinese theater?
Grauman's
Chinese theater. And you got people dressed up like Superman, Jason. They make their fucking living having people walk up and take a picture with the quote-unquote celeb, you know?
Yeah.
You tip them like a $5, $10,
right,
whatever.
Right.
These guys are staring daggers at this goddamn dog. This guy had a little pit bull and sunglasses. People were going batshit.
Oh, so he was trying to be like the, was it Budweiser dog?
He wasn't trying to be anything. Like, he was just walking his damn dog.
Oh, okay.
And there were so many people around him, he had to stop for photos to get taken. Like, people were going to kill this dog if it didn't stop for a picture.
Good time.
And you know what? I wanted one too. I wanted one
Did
too.
Did you take one?
No, because Furby was doing the nail polish thing and I was just looking down from the store onto the street
below. That's where you gotta run down and like, you know, like when I was all sleep deprived and drunk and I was like, I don't care how germy
like
it is, I'm picking up the rooster.
Yeah, by the time I decided to, he was walking away.
And then we got a really great shot of my cousin with his fiance and my cousin's got the rooster with the sombrero on his head. And, you
uh-huh.
know, it's like, that's the save the date photo. It totally is. It's amazing.
That is awesome. Well, anything you wanted to add about California?
It's a fantastic place. I could never live there, as I said.
Why not? I actually got the vibe I could, by the way. I felt every negative in California, like the high prices and the traffic and shit, we're already used to out here. Like, we've been inoculated.
I don't think so.
Like, it was all the bad we're used to, but so much good we're not used to.
You know what? We got the 1 week of rain when we went out there.
I know.
And
that
cleared
that?
All of the smog out of the air so you could actually see the mountains and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I met a significant number of people battling serious illness. I think California makes you sick. I think it's like, it's beautiful and sunny and there's so much driving and so much smog that
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you get cancer like 10, 15 years earlier than you would on the East Coast.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then all that sun, you know, you get a lot of radiation coming
in.
Yeah.
More cancer.
Absolutely. And like, you know, I feel like if you've been on East Coast or West Coast for a while, you can't change. Like, I was kind of uncomfortable after a while. I was uncomfortable, number one, driving so far to get everywhere. And I was kind of getting used to it at
really
the same time.
It really is easily as bad as this area.
But, I mean, in this area, at least stuff is, like, kind of close together. It still takes you forever to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, like, kind of close. Like, I was driving, you know, 50 miles to
no
go
problem.
From point A
yeah,
to point B.
Just
yeah.
fucking, like, people don't bat an eye.
And
like,
I, you know, I was in a nice rental car, but if I was in my little, you know, Ford Focus.
And
I
here,
think
that's not done outside of a work commute. People really don't want to go more than like 20.
And I don't work commutes. My work commute is like 20 minutes total.
Yeah, so you must
half
fucking
of that,
just
half
hate.
Half of that is metro, so.
Yeah, you got to hate time in cars then.
I mean, you know, it was fun because I was on vacation and I was driving a nice car and was relaxed.
What was it, by the way?
And it was a Dodge Charger SXT.
Ooh, Charger.
It was pretty sweet.
Those cars got some balls on them, man.
It had satellite radio. It was fantastic.
Not bad.
But so the driving would get me down, the cancer would get me down, and then
really
just
cancer's
the
a downer to you?
Yeah, kind
okay.
of.
Okay.
A little bit.
Now who's the weirdo in the room?
I know, right? But so and just, you know, you're either East Coast or West Coast. I can, you know, front my West Coast gang signs
wow,
all
I
want, but I'm
really,
strictly East Coast.
I really thought I could fit in there, man.
You know, you probably can. You should move there as soon as possible and start living the West Coast life.
Wow.
That's what my cousin did. He grew up in Long Island, and as soon as
I
he graduated college.
I thought you were
going
to fight for Papa's basement, for what we got right here. And now you're just telling me
I
to go.
I want you to fly free, little birdie, fly.
Damn.
No, I mean, you know, and he was like, you know, I just never felt like I belonged on the East Coast. And
I don't
so
feel
like
I belong. I'm a fucking mutant. You know where I belong? In my goddamn room with the door shut.
That's not true. You can make it in California.
Yeah,
become a star.
I can live in my room in California.
Absolutely, do it.
Okay.
It'll be fantastic.
Well, when you put it that way.
Take your pale ass out there, put on a lot of sunscreen.
I got a lot of body hair. I'm not that pale. Come on. I'm pale if you shave me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I could not live there, I don't think. But other people are more than welcome. And I definitely, like, I want to go back. There's a lot of more stuff that I want to see out there. But for living, I'm happy where I am.
Well, good to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, Kira.
Oh, Papa G.
Oh, I know. I got to let you get out of here.
Yep.
You got work at what time tomorrow?
Like the ass crack of dawn.
Oh, that's horrible. God, I feel bad for
you. Plus, you know, I have the burden of, like, trying to lose the, you know, however many pounds I gained in California.
Oh, I definitely porked
really,
up a little myself.
Really working hard on that.
I think it's already gone, and hopefully we'll continue shedding a little more.
Plus, I'm going back for the wedding and got to look
good. When's
for
that?
It's in May of 2011.
Do you need a consort? Do you need
I might. Okay. If you're nice.
Okay.
But we're going to shop for nail polish for 7 hours.
Hey.
Or you're going to get your own car and room because I can't stay to hang out with you for more than an hour.
All right. Yeah. Before I go, I want to say thank you again to Furby. Sadly, you know, everything kind of was a little awkward.
And I say thank you to Furby as well. I mean, I just admire the both of you taking a chance on meeting someone you've never met before.
Yeah, no, it was incredibly kind
of her
to do that.
Like,
I cannot convey how thankful I am for all that. And Furby's mom, you are incredibly sweet as well. Both very, very nice people.
And if you ever do get a job from those resumes, you're going to owe them lunch. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. But we are Papa's Basement. Again, listen to archives of the show in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.